Hello. Here's a happy note for all you smart girls who use Home Permanent.
All smart girls say no, 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 no shampooing. No mixing. No odor.
That's right. Thanks to Richard Hudnut's new Home Permanent Fashion Quick, there's no more shampooing before or after waving, no more mixing or measuring neutralizers, and no more awful perm odor. The reason is Fashion Quick contains exclusive Clean Curl Lotion Neutralizer with built-in shampoo. Fashion Quick actually washes your hair as it waves. You just foam it through, rinse, keeping it away from eyes, and right after waving, your hair is fresh and clean and sweet enough to be kissed, with beautiful curls that are guaranteed to last. See why all smart girls say yes, yes, yes to new Fashion Quick. It's the most wonderful news since home permanents were invented.
This is Microbreak, a podcast for humans with the attention span of a goldfish, where I share my thoughts, wisdom, and humor on a wide range of topics from yesterday to today. I'm your host, Michael J. Mayone. Get ready to take a microbreak from the madness with me. Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Micro Break. I'm your host, Michael J. Mayone, and this is episode 79, and it's an artist spotlight on the late Betty White. Yes, she just recently died, folks, and I thought it would be appropriate to cover a little bit of her life, her career, and her legacy. Of course, what you just heard in the intro, I let her do the intro. Actually, she was advertising some shampoo or hair dye or conditioner. What was it? Why don't you guys let me know and comment at micro_break on Twitter. Tell me what the heck she was advertising. But that was in 1959. Betty White actually got started just doing little commercial spots like that. She was a cutie patootie and people just loved her. And I think you can tell, even by the way she's talking, that she was going to be funny from the day she got started in showbiz. So she was born on January 17th, way back in 1922 in Oak Park, Illinois. Yes, good old Oak Park. I can't talk today. Oak Park, Illinois. And that's in the U.S., of course. And she died December 31st. Yes, December 31st, 2021, Brentwood, California. Yeah, she's best known for her comedic work on numerous television sitcoms, most notably The Mary Tyler Moore Show and The Golden Girls. Actually, for me, it's Hot in Cleveland. So where am I getting my nuggets of information for this episode? We're going to be working from the links that you see in the show notes below, Britannica.com, and we're going to be working from Insider.com, so you know where the references are. So any of this is out of whack, don't blame me. Don't shoot the messenger, man. I'm just interpreting the information here for you. So yes, she died, and sadly, it was like so close to her 100th birthday. She was 99, and to hear her speak and to hear her on interviews, you would have never guessed that she was almost 100 years old. So we're going to go through her life a little bit on this episode. And remember, you're listening to Micro Break, the podcast for humans with the attention span of a goldfish. And recently, someone on Twitter had referred to my show as being an EP. Now, if you know anything about music and you refer to something as an EP, that means it's kind of like a short version of something that's full length. But I can promise you this, in this 15 minutes, you're going to hear what many other podcasts take an hour to an hour and a half to cover. And that's because they lose their path and they go off topic a lot, or they just get into too much personal detail about every single fact or fiction. I like to stay a little bit more on point, make it fun, make it exciting, get you all the information that would normally take an hour and a half. That's kind of how Micro Break got started, that short attention span, which I also have. I can't imagine, as much as I chat, as much as I talk in my day job, that I could do an hour and a half podcast. Basically, I would just ramble and not edit anything out and say, yeah, here's your show. So enough of that. I digress. So let's move on. Betty grew up in Los Angeles. In the 1940s, she acted on various radio shows, and in 1949, she began regularly appearing on television, working as a Girl Friday on a show called Hollywood on Television. She later became the host of the show, and in 1952, she co-founded Bandy Productions to develop her own projects. Later that year, the television sitcom Life with Elizabeth premiered. That's kind of where she got her big start. White played the title role, a married woman whose various predicaments tested the patience of her husband. In addition to co-creating and producing the show, which ran until 1955. 2 years later, she starred in the series Date with the Angels, a comedic look at domestic life. White subsequently became a frequent guest on television game shows, including The Tell the Truth, What's My Line, and Password. I've seen her on some of these reruns of these shows on television. The show Password was hosted by Alan Ludden. White and Ludden married in 1960. And were together until his death in 1981. Wow, she actually outlived him by 40 years. 40 years. That's amazing. In 1973, White began appearing on The Mary Tyler Moore Show, a sitcom set in a television newsroom. She played the role of Sue Ann.
Sue Ann, you're going to have to listen to me. I didn't want to have to tell you this, but boy, I can't stand by and see you get hurt. I have to tell you, I just have to.
Well, Mary, if my bra strap is showing, why don't you come right out and tell me?
Sue Ann, Doug made a pass at me.
Oh, listen, Mary. Lots of times, men are used to gesturing with their hands. They put their hands on someone's shoulders and... Well, people with provincial principles tend to misinterpret.
Sue Ann, he grabbed me with both arms.
Well, you offered him a drink. Perhaps he was just saying thank you.
He kissed me.
Thank you very much.
I'll tell you, she doesn't have to say much to be funny. That is absolutely the truth. So she played Sue Ann, the devious and flirtatious host of the station's Happy Homemaker show. She received 3 Emmy Award nominations for her work, winning in 1975 and in 1976 for that role. After the series ended in 1977, she remained a fixture on television, starring on The Betty White Show from 77 to 78, and later appearing in reoccurring roles on such programs as The Love Boat and Mama's Family. Now, this is when it gets juicy. The Golden Girls debuted in 1985, starring, in addition to Betty White, Bea Arthur, Rue McClanahan, and Estelle Getty. The series, centered on a group of old women living together in Miami, became a major success. This series, centered around a group of old women living in Miami, became a huge hit. I mean, really, even I love the show, to be honest with you. And what am I doing watching a bunch of old women? It's fantastic. It's funny as hell. White earned 7 Emmy nominations and won the award in 1986. After the show ended in 1992, she played a role on the spin-off series, The Golden Palace, which ran for only 1 season. All right, so not every show is a hit. That's what we're saying here. But 7 Emmy nominations for The Golden Girls? Think about it. Now, she's been on a lot of other shows. That's 70 shows. Boston Legal. The soap opera The Bold and the Beautiful. In 1996, she won an Emmy for her guest appearance on The John Larroquette Show. Wow. In 2010, Betty White experienced a major surge in popularity, fueled in part by her humorous Super Bowl commercial in which she was tackled during a recreational football game. Fans subsequently launched a Facebook campaign to have the 88-year-old actress host Saturday Night Live. In May 2010, she became the comedy show's oldest host, and White later received an Emmy Award for her performance.
I just can't believe I am hosting Saturday Night Live. I'm not sure. Many of you know that I'm 88 and a half years old, so it's great to be here for a number of reasons. My first live sitcom, which was Life of Elizabeth. And of course, back then, we didn't want to do it live. We just didn't know how to tape things. So I don't know what this show's excuse is. You know, I have so many people to thank for being here, but I really have to thank Facebook. About the campaign to get me to host Saturday Night Live, I didn't know what Facebook was. And now that I do know what it is, I have to say, it sounds like a huge waste of time. I would never say that people on it are losers, but that's only because I'm polite. People say, but Betty, Facebook is a great way to connect with old friends. Well, at my age, if I want to connect with old friends, I need a Ouija board. Needless to say, we didn't have Facebook when I was growing up. We had phone book, but you wouldn't waste an afternoon on it. Facebook just sounds like a drag. In my day, seeing pictures of people's vacations was considered a punishment. And when we were kids, we didn't say we were single. We were just kids. It was weird if you weren't single. Yes, we had poking, but it wasn't something you did on a computer. It was something you did on a hayride. Under a blanket. Oh, sorry. Things were a lot different.
Oh, my goodness. I have tears in my eyes just listening to that skit. That's just part of her opener, folks. Now you see why she won the Emmy. Man, she loves the Emmys. She doesn't go there as a guest. She goes there to accept awards. Now, it's time to get right down to my favorite show and what made me a huge, huge fan of Betty White and all these ladies. In June, Hot in Cleveland debuted on the cable channel TV Land. The sitcom starred White as Elka, the quick-witted caretaker of a home rented by three women. The show ran until 2015. So a lot of television, a lot of radio, and a lot of laughs came out of that little lady, Betty White. 99 years old. That's amazing. Her TV Land show, Hot in Cleveland, completed 5 seasons in 2015. White kept busy in the years after, appearing on shows like Crowded, Bones, Young and Hungry, and Fireside Chat with Esther. But how much do you really know about her? Well, let's go to insider.com and find out if we learn anything together. Betty's very first work was in Hollywood in a Parquet margarine commercial in 1965. She hung around with the producer a lot until he offered her a job in the commercial. She actually worked in the office, and then that was kind of her big break right there. So we're learning about her break at the end of this episode. Why not? She has never taken a single acting lesson. She said it wasn't her thing. She wanted to be as natural as she can be and be herself. She originally wanted to be an opera singer. That's right. She opened up to the Canadian press while discussing her role in the animated film The Lorax, which she had to sing a few bars. She said when she was young, she wanted to be an opera singer and took very seriously singing lessons. So she wouldn't take any acting lessons, but she took singing lessons. That's kind of cool. If she wasn't going to be a singer, she wanted to be a park ranger or a zookeeper. Absolutely loved animals. Loved animals. Betty once turned down an offer to be a Today Show co-host. That turned down paved the way for Barbara Walters. Betty White earned $300 a week when Hollywood on television was expanded to 6 days a week with 5.5-hour days. That was a lot of money back then, folks. A lot of money. Betty White once performed 58 live advertisements in a single day. Okay. Well, would you look at that? The time is up. I can't believe how quick these episodes just fly by. And there's so much more to say about the late Betty White, but there's links in the show notes. You can go ahead and read the rest of the articles, see more of her works, and reminisce in the talent that was the comedic genius Betty White. But for this show, we are concluding until the next episode. Please follow me on Twitter at micro_break, and please remember to rate and review this podcast. It really helps others find the podcast. And if it's something compelling, if it's something nice, I will make sure to mention it on a future episode. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one.